And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Feuer and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. We've been talking about the epic City Commission meeting, mainly just more in length as far as what, or the possible length. You might have a long one tonight, but we were talking about some items that the commission is going to look over when it comes to some Aggieville infrastructure, possible new businesses, possible new parking garages. And we had a lot of discussion over that. Maybe just a good point to clarify for our listeners as far as what action may or may not be taking concerning some of that discussion.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is the consultant's report on the Aggieville infrastructure study and recommendations. And the commission is being asked to react or just review that and give comments. So it's we might accept it, the report, but I think it's just input, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And when it comes to like adopting, when you say you would, if there would be some action, you'd maybe move to adopt the report. Does that basically just kind of officially put it in the commission minutes or commission?
It does. This one would probably be tied to our comp plan, though, for the Aggieville growth study. So it's not quite ready for that. It's really just the consultant report to the commission and looking at different types of growth scenarios as to which one might make the more realistic approach.
And I'm, you know, same with the county and city level. I mean, really, the past few years, both a lot of local government entities in the area have been having to do those sort of growth studies because.
Sure.
Of the numbers because of the growth.
It's really important, even the small communities. I know the Flint Hills Regional Council is working with Council Grove, Onega, Clay Center to develop a comprehensive plan for their communities. And as they try to apply for grants and those comprehensive plans that point the way to what they need, what's really needed in those communities. And that's what our plan does too. It's the 20,000 foot description of what our community needs. And then plans like this Aggieville infrastructure eventually are incorporated into the comprehensive plan. So that's why we have to also be pretty careful about what we say we want in the future.
And we do have a phone call. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Does the consultant's report talk about anything about the future of self-driving cars and the need for parking in the future? It seems to me like we're building a 20- or 30-year fixture for maybe a 5-year or 10-year use with auto-driving cars being able to drop us off and then go out in the field and park, wait for us to call them back.
So I know I don't think they've talked about that a lot, but I do know that there is discussion about that in the future, and certainly that probably should impact potentially which scenario you might want to offer. So I think that's a good suggestion and one of those things where, you know, it may be that the demand for the parking structure because of other transportation alternatives may be lesser in the long run.
And a really good question. I didn't even think about anything like that. And that's a very key thing to think about when you just look at just how fast some things are changing, especially when it comes to technology. I mean, what the technology we were thinking about 2 years ago is already drastically different now. And who knows what we have 2 years from now? Self-driving cars, that is becoming kind of a thing that's in the news more and more and more. Are you still with us, caller?
Certainly. The hard thing to predict is usage. Obviously, the parking garage downtown, I don't think has had the usage that we expected it to have, or at least my experience is. Parking there on business days or even during activities, there's, I don't know whether it's even half used when it's the busiest, and at $15,000 a spot, it's an expensive investment to make without knowing what the usage is going to be.
Yep. Very good point.
But then again, caller, kind of going to your point, that's kind of the same way you're suggesting, kind of be a little future-proof, kind of the same way with that parking garage. You don't know what the growth is going to be or how many activities are going to be there, so it'd be better to have too many spaces and too few, I suppose, in that situation. Well, thanks for the call. Do we have another call, Dave, or was that it? I think that was it.
I might also just mention that we're seeing more and more use of Uber and other I don't know what you call them as a generic term, but
ride sharing, I think, is the generic term.
Ride sharing. And I think the number of DUIs is down. I think people are trying to have a designated driver or an Uber driver. So, you know, that is a delicate balance. But I think the city, in my view at least, tries to kind of estimate on the conservative side so we aren't just, you know, throwing too much parking at some of our areas that have parking issues.
Dave? One of the things that I've been seeing at a number of larger cities, and it was in airports, and also I was in Vegas this last week, and they have assigned areas for rideshare pickup and drop-off. And that would that be something also to take into consideration as you're going through this discussion?
Yeah, certainly as you're developing that type of infrastructure. This one's really was focused on right now there's a shortage of availability of parking. As you look to create more density in Aggieville, the need to accommodate some level of parking is really what that study's trying to analyze. With the Aggieville Vision Plan, which called for increased density on the perimeter, if you're going to accommodate that density, whether it's office or residential, you know, you're probably going to have a vehicle of some sorts associated with that that may or may not be ride sharing. So kind of depends on that aspect of end use as to where that particular owner of a vehicle may decide whether they're going to the entertainment district where they may be more apt to use ride sharing versus they live there, so they're probably going to have a vehicle.
Well, and one of the things that I noticed is that, like, we were at a shopping mall, and they had three different locations at that mall where were designated ride share locations. And that's one thing that I think is, you know, we're seeing more and more Uber and Lyft rides and,
yes,
and other things that a designated area, even just a simple sign, is what we noticed in those areas.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a good suggestion. I know, when we've been back to D.C. for meetings with the Congress and at a hotel, there seems to be a traffic jam between people who are waiting to catch a cab in front of the hotel and other ride-sharing offers, and it gets really messed up. So I think trying to organize that to some degree would be good, as whether you're looking at like an ATA transit stop and maybe there's another appropriate ride-sharing stop or pickup area, drop-off area.
You know, you bring up ATA, and from what I understand, especially covering county for as long as I have, always hear those ATA reports as far as ridership, and it's always kind of gone up ever since Manhattan's had ATA. The next year's more riders than the last.
Right.
Is that still being the trend?
It is. Actually, there's two items on the consent agenda tonight relative to ATA. You know, they're beginning their expanded fixed route program in Manhattan this year, five different routes now. And so there's some action on tonight's agenda relative to no parking areas for these pickup zones, as well as the ability to put improvements on the right-of-way, like benches, landings for ADA accessibility, that sort of signage, that sort of thing.
So ride-sharing and Uber and Lyft aren't slowing ATA down?
No, at this point, no.
Okay. All right. You know what? About 9:30. Let's go ahead and take our second break. We'll come back and talk more city matters here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged,